So it's really all of us just coming together, no salaries. We're grinding it, and it's so fun. Like, it's the coolest thing. And seeing it on the App Store, like, I got an email at work when it came out that was like, your app's been approved for distribution. And I was like, I couldn't jump up and down. You know what I mean? Like, I'm in work, and I'm like, this app's gonna be on the App Store. So it was just like that day.
Season two of the podcast. We got Trent from Venue, Boston's, I would say, newest entertainment nightlife startup. Thanks for coming through today.
Appreciate you boys having me. This place is sweet, so it's really cool. I appreciate it.
What do you think of it, off camera, like seeing it from social media, off camera and everything, and now being here? That's always like something that...
The view is insane. Like, either way, the view is unbelievable. Like, great building. Good for you boys. This is nice.
Sweet. Yeah, thanks for coming.
Absolutely.
So get right into it. Just tell us about Venue. Tell us about your background and what you're building right now.
For sure. So I'm Trent Tully. Graduated Boston College in 2023. Started a social media app called Venue my junior year. So right around January of 2022. Pretty much was based around the fact that we went to school during COVID. Couldn't find plans. We didn't know anything that was going on. And it was just me and my roommates trying to find places where we could sit five people at a time, six people at a time.
No, that's cool. So yeah. It was like COVID, like kind of.
It was literally like sitting in my room after getting sent home from COVID. And I was trying to figure stuff out to do with my boys, but it was really just all of us were like, we can either go to someone's house or like try to find something else to do. And once we realized that there's really not a platform, there's a bunch of other things that are all ticketed based. But it's like, if you want to just hang out with your friends, this is the platform to do so on. This is a platform to find everything going on. And we have a localized feed. So it's actually going to go across the whole country in 2 weeks, which is like some big news on our side because that's crazy. We've had people here downloading it, people in Austin, San Francisco, New York. So everybody wants to make plans. So the biggest thing for us is just kind of keeping that going and trying to stay relevant on the social side, but really just grinding it out.
So tell someone who's like not familiar with like what your app is, if you're a new user, when you log on, like what are you going to see and what does Venue allow you to do?
Absolutely. So right when you log on, obviously you create an account and the first thing you'll see is a map. So there's a list of venues near you, circulated around wherever you are, or you can set your location. And there's a bunch of different types of venue types. So like bars, clubs, hotels, restaurants, anything along those lines. And then on the event side, you can just click events and it does the same thing, but for events. So it's all these events that are circulated around you and that you can just organically find. That's if you're really looking for something specific, you want to send a plan to your friends or just create something on your own. Great. You can do that right when you open the app. The big thing that a lot of people are looking for and what our whole business is based on is the concept of quote, the venue, the product, the venue is the feed of everything that's going on. So wherever you are in the country, you'll be able to see nightclub like night or a party or a beer fest or anything along those lines, as random as they could be, right? So the one thing we wanted to focus on was no matter where you are, and we started in Boston, we've been on the App Store for 2 weeks, right? And now it's like we've changed the app almost entirely to be focused on this feed, focused on building that map with the events and everything along those lines. So yeah, it's pretty much just streamlining your social life. It just, rather than having to text 15 people to figure out, yo, what should we do tonight? Just open the app.
Put it all in one place.
And yeah.
Like, what, just ticketing and invitations like incorporated into it as well, right?
Yep. So we do all the information that you need to go to the event, whatever it may be. And on the other side, the ticketing side, we don't take from that. That's for other people. We don't want to take people's money. We just want people to make the plan. So we provide them with all the information to whether it be like buy a Ticketmaster ticket or StubHub or SeatGeek, any of those avenues that people use. You can integrate them into the app, right into the description. You can put a link up, whatever you guys are looking for. It's really just super custom to however you're trying to grow your business.
That's cool that you can coexist too with like those companies like Ticketmaster or like a company like Posh that's like exploding now or any of these like ticketing platforms. Like you're doing something different than them and you're kind of adding a value onto what they have already. And like, have you been in touch with like any other companies in the similar space for partnerships, or is that something like you're looking to do, you know, eventually?
I think for us, the biggest thing is partnerships that we've been focusing on are partnerships like this, like guys that are our age, kids that are our age that are trying to do something. Those are the partnerships that we've been seeing a lot of quote return on, because realistically, if you want to work on it, come work on it.
Genuine.
Yeah. It's just, if you want to, I have no, we'll bring anyone in. And for us, it's on the partnership side, it's the same thing. It's like, if you want to grow your business, you want to get people in there Monday to Thursday when it's not busy, just download the app. And the partnership side, just promoting events. Like we had the app was out for like 13 minutes. And this comedian, a woman on Instagram, there's like 50,000 followers. She messaged me and was like, hey, can I promote my show in here? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. Had no idea how to do it. Like, we didn't know how to put the feed up, but we just did it. And little things like that have been huge. Partnering with a bunch of other businesses that are event organizers and different venues and such. So we got a lot of people that are signing up quick. So it's, we're just trying to keep up with it.
What's your team like? Did you build the app yourself? You have a, you know, tech guy behind the scenes, or, you know, up there with you? I talk about that.
Yeah, so we got, now it's 9 guys. Originally, it was just me for a year, a little bit over a year. And I don't know anything about coding. I don't know. I know how to use computers. I know how to use a MacBook. Tried to learn Photoshop, like, second semester of my senior year. Could not do it. I do not have the brain for it. I'm all numbers-based, and that's all kind of theory and such. So our team, we focused on, okay, I can talk to anyone. I'll do the marketing. I'll do the financial side. And then we need to build the app, right? So we went to all these entrepreneurship mixers throughout Boston. And what you do is there's usually like 500 to 1,000 people. And I went to, I say 12 in like 2 weeks during my senior year. And you just pitch. You pitch in front of all these people. You say like, I want to join a team, or I'm looking for somebody to join my team. And then after the last one, I got an email from a kid named Ratan, who wasn't there, but he got connected to me through someone who was there, who saw our pitch. And that was the last event the whole year. So it was kind of like, if we didn't get one at this event, I'm just going to be a LinkedIn merchant and just DM everybody I know who likes computer science. So then I met Ratan. He and I just kind of started grinding that from the beginning, right? It's, we put our MVP quote out in the fall. We had about 500 users on it, which was cool. It was awesome. The app looked awful. The colors were, it was legitimately the Vine logo. It was the Vine logo, Vine colors, because I was obsessed with Vine. So I was like, I want to bring this back and people will follow us because of it. And that hasn't been the case, which is great. Then in March, we switched all the colors. We switched the logo. And then it was pretty much just like, all right, let's lock in. Like, let's do it. Let's go all in on it. So then we set it up. Release date of August 23rd. And since that moment in March, we've added 6 guys. And we have a team in California who does our back end, a company called Metaspecs. They're awesome. And they've really helped us kind of take our business to the next level. And now we have 3 guys on the tech team, me, and then we have our go to market team, which is 2 other guys that we work with. And then we have the rest of that back end team. So it's really all of us just coming together, no salaries. We're grinding it. And it's so fun. Like, it's the coolest thing. And seeing it on the app store, like, I got an email at work when it came out that was like, your app's been approved for distribution. And I was like, I couldn't jump up and down. You know what I mean? Like, I'm in work and I'm like, this app's going to be on the app store. So it was just like that day.
They don't give you a timeline for that either. They're just like, it just comes out of the blue.
Yeah, we thought it was going to take months.
Yeah.
And we were way behind on it. Like, we submitted it August 2nd, and it was on the App Store by August 9th.
That's great.
So it was cool.
What are some of the qualities that you've looked for in these team members that you've brought on for them to be like productive additions to your team?
The biggest thing for us has been people who are obsessed with the idea of trying to make something easier. And that's everyone that we've worked with. Like, for me, I'm someone who I like to get up early. I like to do my thing, anything along those lines. But we wanted to find people who obsessed over it. And Ratan is like the prime example of that. He obsesses over this app. We'll be texting till 1, 2, 3 in the morning. I have a graphic idea. I have something we want to put onto the app. It's qualities like that where it's like, we know we're not going to make X dollars by November. You know what I mean? Any money we've made or going to make, it's going back into the business. There's no need for us to be like, let's take care of it. It's no, it's, and he is someone in particular who really aligns with that. And everyone kind of on the outsource side throughout the business, it's kind of the same thing. It's like, hey, you don't have to work on this. You really don't. If you want to, great. And we're going to expect as much time as you can put into it. And if you can't, that's also fine. Just let me know so we can make up for it. You know what I mean? And that, just finding people who really just want to grind it out has been the biggest thing.
What about, so start like startup culture in general, but also in Boston, you mentioned going to like these events, you know, the mixers and stuff. Like, what are you seeing like around the city here? Obviously, like, you know, Boston is becoming kind of like people always say, like, you know, Cambridge is like the next Silicon Valley. Like, have you seen like some really like cool projects like at some of those? And like just building a company here, what's it like?
It's been, so for us, because we're more app focused as opposed to product, I'm very, very focused on apps and local people who code stuff. There's tons of apps. People can make an app. If you're really good at it, you can make an app pretty quickly. But on the business side, it's, I've seen a lot of kids our age who are more focused on, I want to do something for myself. And for us, it was like seeing that around us, it was like, okay, well, let's try to change that narrative a bit. And then a lot
like,
of the
what
things,
do you mean for myself? Like,
yeah, yeah. So for myself, as in like something I could use myself.
Sure.
Sorry.
Okay.
So
product.
For us, it was like, what is something that we experienced? I couldn't find plans. I want to make an app that finds plans. Another example of a company, actually, it's another Boston College company, a girl named Zara. She created a mold detector that can go into fire alarms and such because she had a situation with mold throughout college and it was like really hard for her. And stories like that, where it's like people have an issue, they just address it and try to create something. That in particular in Boston has been very, very prevalent and people have just really committed to it. And that's something cool about this city is it's so small, right? Cause it's a month ago, we may have not known each other. And then today it was like, yo, I'm going to get on the T, I'll be there in 15 minutes. For so sure. Everyone's super interconnected, which is cool.
When you find that issue though, how do you go about making sure it's like a big enough thing that like there's an actual market for it? Cause like, sure, like that girl might have mold and like, she can assume that other people have the same thing, or you can't find plans because of COVID and you can assume that other people are in the same boat. But what were like, you can talk specifically with mm-hmm. Venue and everything. Like, what were the steps you took to find, you know, that problem's like prevalent to a large enough market?
I think it happened in 2 days. So initially I was sitting at home, went back to school, joined this accelerator program that was at school. And they were like, hey, you should send out a customer research survey. And I studied marketing, so I was familiar with it, but I didn't really know what it entailed. And it was just information, pretty much asking, would you use something that did X, Y, and Z? What would make you use it? What platforms do you use to find plans now? And then 1,000 people filled it out in 2 days. And any survey I've ever
sent. Who are those people?
It's anyone from all over the country. I put it on LinkedIn and people on LinkedIn just filled it out from everywhere. And I was like, no, these have to be like bots. And look at every single one. There's like a .edu or a .. And I'm like, all right, this is sweet. Like, I might as well.
And how do you, yeah. Do you incentivize them to fill it out? Or is it simply just like they're just helping you out?
Chick-fil-A gift card.
Yeah. See, that's
50
the key.
Bucks. Yeah.
That's the key.
And so that honestly, yeah. Thank you, Chick-fil-A, wherever you are. But that was kind of the, okay, like this could be a real thing. And from there, we just really just researched it.
Did that like mold your vision and like problem kind of solving mindset, or like did it kind of like bring up new things that you weren't aware of before?
I think for me, in terms of quote the mindset side, I'm someone who's very like, I either go all in or something on something, or I'm all out. And this was something that initially I was like, this is cool. I like the logo. I like the name of it. But in terms of kind of the mindset side for me, it was just kind of like, I don't want to sit behind a desk for the rest of my life. And I want to make other people's lives easier in the sense of, for example, like after this podcast, right? I'll go outside. I want to figure out what's going on because I still got time. You know what I mean? And taking advantage of that time and being at school and COVID happening, everything kind of aligned at the right point to where it was like, okay, I can talk people's ear off about the app that did not exist. If I can do that for something that doesn't exist and we can make it exist, I think something really cool can happen. And thus far it has. And I'm super grateful for that. You know, it's been, I wouldn't say like an overnight thing, like from idea to app store is 946 days. And so it's just been having the sticky notes on my wall that for the last 90 days or so, there's 90, 89, getting down to the release. It's just, I got more and more excited. And then once the app came out, this has been the most fun I've had in the longest time. And it's like, after whatever in the last year dealing with whatever it may be, and then this ramping up, it's just all of that, the mindset, everything that came with that, it perfectly aligned, and it's still doing so it's really cool.
What challenges have you gone through in like the last 6 days? You've only been on the App Store since August 23rd, you said? Or that was the initial start date, right?
So we actually launched it early. So August 23rd, it was supposed to be out, but it's been out since
August 9th, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, August 9th. So the last 3 weeks, what are some challenges that you ran into that you probably didn't expect?
People don't remember their passwords as easy as I thought they would. And when you build a brand new platform, the reset password function is so essential, and we had it, but it wasn't working. So we had a bunch of people who filled out the first part of it and didn't finish the app. So then like they didn't finish making a registration, and me, like, I'm very active on Instagram. Like, I post all the time. So I was like, okay, this is not good. Like, if we have this many people running into a problem. So Ratan and I stayed up like pretty much the whole night and worked it out. And now we have kind of a process in place to do our updates. But we were also, there was a 2-day span where zero people that could download the app. And I posted it on Instagram, and I had like 10 DMs from my close friends that were like, yo, we can't download this right now. It's not working. And I was like, oh no. So then we fixed it. And then the next morning I sat on the train, walked to work, and I sent out 500 Instagram DMs to people I went to school with, people I was ever friends with. And I was like, hey, we got this app. I'd love if you could just try it out. People have been really receptive to that, which is cool, because I've been around a lot of the people that I sent it to as this was becoming a thing. So the challenge is in the sense of it's little things with the app. Big scale things, I'm kind of just taking it one day at a time.
That's the cool thing about Boston, because like, but even before, you know, we started recording, you and I were playing the name game. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, Boston's so small, and you know guys from hockey or school.
Yeah, especially
like
hockey.
Being from Merrimack Valley, you know, knowing kids who went to BC, you mm-hmm. know, like asking what select team you played on growing up. Like, what about like building an app in a small city like that makes it easier than being in like a huge market like LA or New York or Miami? You know, do you think venue would have taken off as much as it has if you were there compared to here?
No. And there's two reasons for that. One is I grew up here, right? I'm originally from Maryland, but I moved here when I was really young. So I'm a Boston kid. And so I know my people around here. Almost my entire grade lives in Southie. Mm-hmm. So, and I just graduated last year. So in terms of like a small community, I'd say, no matter where it was, if I went to school where we launched it, I think we could have seen something pretty similar. And this was just a case of went to school in Boston. The majority of the people that I know are still living in Boston. So that's been like the biggest thing, is just that Boston kind of homegrown vibe of it. And I feel like a lot of things similar to this don't really come out of Boston. And that's been really exciting for people. And it's been exciting for us, you know what I mean? And like seeing all this grow, it's cool.
That's the thing where like Boston is like the night, you don't hear like, oh, Boston has great nightlife or great parties or events or anything. Mm-hmm. But like in reality, there is a massive nightlife market that people like look past, and it's the college market. Mm-hmm. It's because Boston is such a big college town, and like that's where like stuff's actually really like happening, like on a consistent, like 9 months out of the year basis. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, tapping into that, obviously, like with your BC roots is like very crucial. And it's important to reach out to the people that you went to college with that might be still there, to be kind of showing to their friends on campus, or, you know, keeping that, you know, just presence around there. where you can just, you know, be like, this is a BC app, and like kids that went to that school that you went, you know, are proud to, you know, represent and like get involved.
Yeah, definitely. It's been, and even going back to BC, like, I think I'm going to go teach a class there in a couple of weeks with one of our advisors who's a professor now. We're going to work with the Shea Center and do a lot of on-campus stuff and organize events for them. And the good thing about the app is it's free, right? It's free for anyone, us three using it, it's free. Someone who wants to organize a big event, it's free. If you want to promote it, obviously that comes with every platform. But the main driver for us was it shouldn't be this hard to figure out what dorm we're going to or whose off-campus house we're going to. And it always was. Every single time. And I love going out. I love having fun. But there would be nights that me and my boys and my roommates would just stay in. And it was a great time. But it was more just like BC was a place, no frats, no sororities, which I liked. You know, you could go anywhere if you were friends with whoever. But that wasn't really an issue on campus because we didn't know what was going on. So I don't want, at least BC, I don't want kids at BC to have to deal with that, like, at all. So
fair enough. Yeah, no, that's a good problem to solve. And, like, I think, I don't know, it's just, like, you saw the market for it, your friends saw it, and, like, going back and teaching the kids and who are probably living through that right now, and, like, it's a little different because it's not COVID, right? But I think those kids will see that as well.
Yeah, it should be. I mean, we'll see. Classes started, I think, yesterday, so, or 2 days ago. So the launch party's in like 3 weeks from this Saturday, so the 21st. So I'm sure we'll see kind of a big uptick in the next week or so of people who are registering. So we're just going with it. You know what I mean? It's just go home, work on it. Labor Day weekend, going up to Maine. It's like, nah, I want to work on it. You know what I mean? It's so fun. It's so cool. And like people are using it, which is the craziest thing. It's like going into the app and you see like, oh, 63 plans were made today. And it's like, that's way more than I thought. Like, that's I send coffee to my friends almost every day because like we need people to use the app, right? And now I've stopped doing it and I use it in my day-to-day life, and we use it at work and we use it everywhere. And that's what's cool about it, is it's applicable to any situation where more than one person's getting together.
How do things, like, in your opinion, or like from someone that you've learned, like, catch on like that, where it's like people, they have to build a habit. We're all like, you know, just used to mindlessly like going into our phone, clicking on Instagram, scrolling on there, sending DMs, group chats, whatever, right? That's a habit, and that's like, you know, probably a bad habit, but, and like, you know, whatever, social media is its own thing. But how do people build those habits and like just get used to, you know, go opening up Venue or opening up a new app and, you know, getting their friends on there and not being scared to like be the early adopter?
Yeah, I think for us, it's, I have a lot of friends that I'm really confident in will be honest with me. Even in the first week, we had kids that I was really close with who would reach out and say, hey, this isn't working on the app, or hey, you should do this. Those things made all the difference in that sense, right? And it was very organized in, I don't really know how to word it the right way, just for us, catching on is more, we want to focus on people relying on it. People relying on, hey, I don't need to text everyone I know. I can sit and look in the app. I can send them the plan within the app. And they can either accept it, decline it, text in a group that's made because of it automatically. And in the sense of catching on, like one thing that is super important to us is like we want it to catch on because people are like, this made my night easier. And the four screen rule is something that we're really sticking with. It's from login to complete something that happens. Like, we don't want it to be more than four screens. Nobody wants to use an app that isn't super minimalist, isn't super just kind of flowy. So for us, it was, okay, we have four screens to make 12 different features happen. And once we kind of honed in on that, we noticed like an uptick, like 150 users. And then we had 300 users download in a day. And now we're at 2020, I want to say. In
that's our total?
First. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Nice.
And that's before the Google Play Store.
Yeah.
And that's like,
in 2 weeks.
Yeah. And that's five times more Instagram followers than we have. So yeah, it's great. It's awesome. I think we've been making a lot of content that people like, which is cool. I think the color switch, that might be my answer. Honestly, I think catchy. People like the purple. People really like purple, and they like having that on. It's like all my buddies I've sent merch to or whatever, and ordering tons of merch. Like, I like making that stuff. And for it to catch on, for people to get excited about it, is I'm someone who I'm very excited about, like I mentioned, stuff that I'm passionate about. And this is something I'm super passionate about. And more often than not, if you talk to me at school, I'm going to bring it up. Because I can't not. I try so hard, but it's so...
No, you have to.
It's so cool. It's so fun. Yeah. And it's like the people we've met in terms of just like getting it to catch on. It's like, I don't think it's caught on yet. And it's growing so quick. So
were you always like entrepreneurial? Did you always want to start something, start your own business? Or did this, you know, happen? Was there a certain point in your life, in college or whenever, that like this kind of clicked for you?
Honestly, I did really poorly in a finance class my sophomore year. Because I came into school and I was like, you go to BC, you go do the finance thing. And then did really poorly in that class. Took a principles of marketing class. Loved it. I loved it. I loved my professor. I liked kind of how you can get to people. Not get to people, but attract people organically. And for me, in the sense of, quote, like entrepreneurship, I'm a very, I don't think free spirit's the right word, but I like having fun and I like doing things that I have fun with. And traditionally for me throughout college, like it took me a while to find a 9-to-5 job after college. Like there was a span from graduated in May to almost the last week of November, first week of December. And all my friends either had return offers before senior year started. And everything was just kind of working out. And for me, I was like, oh, we got an app. Like, yeah, everything's good. Everything's good. We got an app coming. And then it wasn't coming. And that was a year ago. And then I got this job, learned like a ton about graphic design, a ton of it. And they were super helpful. Like, shout out People Labs. They rock. They're really cool people. And they've been super supportive in me in this endeavor. And that's kind of what's grown that entrepreneurship mentality. You know, it's people supporting people. And for me, it's just kind of like, I don't want to be Trent Tully, the venue guy, right? I want to be Trent Tully who came in and made your life like 1% easier. And if I can do that, like that's what entrepreneurship means to me, is impacting someone's life in a way that they didn't know could help impact their life.
That's a good show, right?
Yeah, there. Deep. What do your parents think of this? You say support people supporting people, but I mean, you know, you went to Catholic school, went to BC. Parents probably paid a pretty penny for your education, and now you're throwing it out the window, essentially. So, what do they think of that?
I think initially, so I'm the youngest of three. For a little context, so it's been me and my parents at home since my older sister went to college, and that was like it was us three and the dog. And so they understand how I work. I get very hyper-focused on stuff. And for the next month, like when the Batman came out, Robert Pattinson, like probably watch it 4 times in a month. Like it's stuff like that, that if I really like it, I'll get addicted to it. It's just who I am. I really like doing that. And then as this started to become a thing, like right during COVID, it was something to keep me busy. So my parents were like, that's cool. Worked at like a summer camp, like an athletic camp in my high school. Which was great. I liked doing that. But I know what I want this to be. And I told them. And they've been very honest. Like, well, you need money to start coming in. You need this. And it's like, yeah, I agree. And it's like the only way you can do that is I'm not going to say put your life into it. Don't do that. Don't put your, quote, your life into anything. Put as much as you can until you feel as though if I continue this, it's only going to make it worse. And they've been very, very helpful, especially like I could not be more thankful for my two parents in particular with the last year dealing with stuff, you know, whatever it may be. And they constantly are just like, it's going to work out. It's going to work out. And a big quote my dad had like throughout my whole life, he always was just like, you're only cheating yourself. So I was like working out in middle school as like a bigger kid. And I had to lose weight to run the football. And so one day, I'll never forget it, I was sneaking a Five Guys Cajun fry when I was in sixth grade summer. And like my dad was like, you're cool, dude. You're only cheating yourself. And since he said that for the first time, anything that my parents are, quote, in supportive of, whatever, with me on, I'm cheating myself if I don't give it all. You know what I mean? And my dad is like, guy's the man. Like, we can talk shop about anything. And he's been really helpful for this on the business side. And then just like, my mom is the biggest supporter of anything. Like, anybody who knows me knows Mama T. Like, that's my dog. You know, that's the best way to describe it. Is like, biggest supporters are my parents, and they will continue to be so. Even if I'm like, hey, thanks for college. I didn't learn this at college, but it's cool. I like doing it. So they're having a lot of fun too. And seeing them wear the merch out and about is very cool.
Those Cajun fries are pretty good too.
Oh my God. It's unbelievable. Like, the fat hitting me every time I walk by Five Guys is just like, I wish they still had Pib Extra.
I had Five Guys for the first time like in a while the other day, and it was like, it just hit different.
It's so money. Five Guys, it's so money. Yes.
Venue meet up at Five Guys someday.
Hope so. Like, honestly, at this point, it's like, we're all eating peanuts. Should be good.
I think to bring it together, like, to here, you know, you came here from work. You talk about your work. Working in like an environment that it sounds like it's supportive of your entrepreneurial like endeavors. Talk about that, and talk about how you're, you know, you kind of put yourself in a job that you're able to learn skills through it. You know, mm-hmm. obviously provide value to your company, but also learn skills that you can translate into building, you know, your company Venue, mm-hmm. right? So, you know, just talk about that situation and how it is.
Yeah, I think when I came in initially and I started working at this company, it was a lot of the interviews I did. I said like, hey, I have this app that I'm working on. It's like a work in progress, quote, passion project that I'm working on. And almost every company was like, oh, that's great. Like, are you going to put all your time into that? Right. And I was like, no. You know what I mean? Like, that's the only answer I have is no, that's no shot. And then majority of the time, like, that would be a reason for rejection of certain jobs. Like, I applied to a ton of jobs, and then did the interview with this company, and the boss, when I did my interview, was the coolest dude. I told him, I was like, I got this app I've been working on. It's like really cool. He was like, awesome. That's sweet. Like, that's really, really cool. We had a great conversation, and that was it. Like, that was immediately, I was like, oh, if people are this receptive to it, like, and then he sent me a job offer the next day, and then I started working the next Thursday. And since I've been in there, like, I came in, like, you do these intros and everything in the first few days, and all I talked about was, oh, we have this app. I didn't have much else going on. Like, I wasn't in a relationship. I wasn't, like, I just finished school. I hadn't worked anywhere prior. It was like, oh, I'm working on this app, and just completely BSing it for the whole first day. Be like, yeah, it's so sick. Like, you can make plans on it. So much is going on. Like, you guys are going to love this. And then just every month, people would be like, is the app out yet? I'd be like, it's coming. It's coming. And then once March came and we did, quote, that rebrand, it was like all in. And now it's wake up, get everything I didn't get done last night, go to work, do work. 5 p.m. hits, it's fun time. It is, I get to go, whether it be sit at my laptop, go meet with people in Boston. Like, we've met so many cool people. And that's a product of both Venue and this company that I work for now, because you're always talking to people and you're always interacting with people to a degree that I feel like is a lot more personal, because it's a small company. You know what I mean? It's a startup as well. So I'm double startup right now. Well, now the college thing makes way more sense going straight to the startup life. But yeah, you know, they're really good people, and I met some very cool people throughout that process. And I think with Venue as a whole, it's just like all they are is supportive, and I met a lot of really cool friends through it. So
that's awesome. Yeah. What so what's like the goal, you know, just launched, you know, Q4 of this year, like, just kind of like, you know, you got the party coming up, mm-hmm. launch party and everything like that. And then, you know, looking forward, like, where do you see this going? What are some goals? Like, what are some just like cool things that, like, for you personally as a founder, as like a first time founder too, it's like, this would be cool if this happens.
I think for me, it's being able to stabilize myself and go to the different cities like 6 months at a time. Dream plan is to go to Austin. I love Texas. I love everything about it, as I mentioned prior.
Like Austin, not the Cowboys.
Yeah, no, I'll stay away from Dallas. But outside of that, like, it's really just going to these cities, like Austin, San Francisco, and New York. Those are our three that we're really kind of honed in on for our next target, because now here is, like, almost taking care of itself. And that would have been my answer, is people organic. Like, the first time that I saw someone's name who I did not know downloaded the app, was it was the coolest feeling in the world. No idea who they were, no idea where they are. I don't know their name, or I know their first and last initial. I was like, I don't know anyone with this name. This is really cool. Like, so now it's just every day trying to find a big thing for us to become a part of, like creating a big WhatsApp group or doing certain plans and going to different cities. And I think that quote, big dream, is bringing this to cities where everybody talks about they want to go to, but you have no idea what's happening. Like, so many people come to Boston and you come for history, you come for the garden, you come for Fenway. I'm sure I'm missing 10 other things, but exactly. That's the prime example. I'm quote the plan guy. I don't even know what's going on. I got to open the app up and I see everything that's going on. Or from going, like, we want to make, that's all it is. We want to make people's lives easier. And I think once we get to the point where I feel like we're doing that and people are like, wow, this saved me X amount of time, that's when I'll be like, okay, this is really, really cool now. Now it's just kind of like walking around on Legos almost, just being like, oh, they couldn't make an account. Oh, didn't see that message. Oh, we didn't get to put it on the feed. It's like, you just go to the next one. And once that kind of takes care of itself and we can like really automate the process of making venues and having people come in like a big scale, that's when I think we'll really take this to the next level.
Yeah. And you're still having fun with it. You're learning throughout it. Like, you, like, obviously you have your vision, you have like your business plan that you're going by, but like, that's going to change a million times. Like, in the little things. So it's like, it's just going to, you're going to adapt to what's thrown at you and, you know, figure it out.
Yeah. That's, it's all it's been, because you know what I mean? Like, we use WhatsApp as our main discourse of conversation, and Discord. And it's not like we're using Slack. Like, it's not formulated. It's 10 dudes who really want to see this thing work. And when it does, the late nights, the early morning, the going to a random meeting with someone, I don't care about it. When I see the number that someone downloads and someone makes a plan, I don't care. I'll go meet with 50 people if one person will download. Like, it's that fun. And that's like the coolest thing for me.
It's great. Well, Trent, we wish you the best of luck. We're excited to see this grow, you know, here in Boston. I think we'll probably see you out and make some plans with you on venue and everything. Yes, sir. So yeah, thanks for coming through.
Awesome,
thanks for
your time today. Thank you.
Thank you.